This past Friday, the U.S. Departments of Agriculture and Justice held the second of five joint public workshops on competition and regulatory issues in the ag industry. This one focused on issues in the poultry industry and featured panel discussions on poultry grower issues and trends in poultry production. The event took place at Alabama A&M University in Normal, Alabama, as both Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder attended. Vilsack said the conversation helped bring a better understanding of the issues impacting growers on a daily basis and provided an opportunity to openly discuss some of the ideas that have been raised to address these concerns.
In 1963, the top four firms controlled 14% of chicken slaughter. Today, it's roughly 57%. And now it's not uncommon for a grower to have to do business with only one company in their area. Also been increasing controversies between poultry growers and processors, specifically relating to the length of contracts and contract terms.
According to Vilsack, the concentration numbers don't answer the basic question of what's needed to have a viable, fair, and competitive marketplace. He said the Obama administration is seeking the answers and solutions.
The administration is very aware of the concerns that producers have about market concentration, and we've already taken a number of steps. The USDA and the Department of Justice have established the Agricultural Competition Joint Task Force to explore new opportunities to harness each other's expertise, and we'll be developing a new memorandum of understanding that will outline our relationship. The President's budget in the ag area has increased GIPS's funding level to improve enforcement over unfair and deceptive practices in the marketplace. The current budget the President has proposed to Congress for 2011 also requests additional funds to hire legal specialists and field investigators to help conduct more than 500 inspections to ensure that the market is fair and above board. We published a final rule in December of 2009 to improve fairness in contracting in the poultry industry. We are also in final clearance for a proposed rule which we intend to issue sometime in mid-June to carry out the requirements of the 2008 Farm Bill that addresses issues of fairness in contracting and livestock in the poultry marketplace.
Attorney General Eric Holder said the Obama administration is committed to protecting competition in a vigorous manner, calling it a top priority for the Department of Justice. And while they recognize the department can't fully address the concerns of many ag industry leaders and stakeholders, it is clear that competition is crucial to ensuring opportunity and fairness in our agricultural markets. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.